The archivist Afton in addition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki, in our top stories. A wave of reassurance has engulfed Cameroonians at home and abroad who witnessed the return of the head of state to Yaoundé following incessant rumors about his demise abroad. CRTV's afternoon edition revisits this historic debunking and President Paul Biya's triumphant entry into Yaoundé as citizens pledge their unflinching support to their national hero. Study opportunities and scholarships available to Cameroonians are being showcased by over 100 French institutions of higher learning at the Fair on the Promotion of French Studies, co-chaired today in Yaoundé by the Minister of Higher Education and the French Ambassador to Cameroon. And in sports, Cameroon is represented at the African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa by four boxers who enter the ring as from 5 p.m. in the semifinals of the competition. And those were top stories. But first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebga. Cameroonians at home and abroad have been sharing their thoughts about the return of President Paul Biya to the country. Many say they are happy and reassured that he is able to steer the statecraft after the rumors were being spread during his stay abroad, announcing him dead. Thousands of well-wishers lined the streets in Yaoundé to greet the President and First Lady Chantal as the motorcade passed by from the Yaoundé-Simelane Airport to the Unity Palace. A plan has been worked out to set up a subcommittee for sharing experiences and information that will foster the collaboration between the government of Cameroon and Cameroonians in the diaspora. This is one of the recommendations reached at the end of the third meeting between representatives of the government and those of citizens resident abroad in Heilbronn, Germany, chaired by Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futsu. Experts on entrepreneurship have today in Yaoundé begun discussing the possibility of developing the entrepreneurial culture in Cameroon as well as ways of making it more dynamic in the country. This during a two-day conference that opened with an inaugural workshop at the International Relations Institute of Cameroon, IRIC, launched by the Minister in charge of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Achille Basilekin III. The experts are from Canada, Congo, the United States of America, and the host country, Cameroon. Cameroon has pledged its determination to pursue its gender equality policy, which includes enacting a law on the protection of women. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondoa, reiterated government's commitment while opening a workshop in Yaoundé today, during which Cameroon's performance in the gender equality moves is being evaluated 30 years after the Beijing Declaration. Programs and career opportunities in France. This is the 11th edition of the Fair on the Promotion of French Studies that was opened today in Yaoundé by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, and Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Femme Dungo, in the presence of the French ambassador to Cameroon, Thierry Marchand. The third phase of a campaign to prevent violence and hate speech in schools enters the second lap of the regional launching exercise tomorrow, Wednesday, in Bétoua. It shall be launched at the Lycée Bilingue, that's the government bilingual high school, as from midday by East Governor Grégoire Vogel under the theme Intensify the Fight Against Violence and Promote the Practice of Good Behavior as a guarantee of academic success. The General Manager of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Mr. Tausi, will be part of the ceremony. In sports for Cameroonian boxers, today will be in the ring for bouts in the semi-finals of the ongoing African Boxing Championship, taking place in the capital city of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kinshasa. The bouts begin at 5 p.m., and that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. PRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, and First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, are spending their first full day at the Unity Palace following their return to the country yesterday from Europe, a return which Cameroonians across the board have saluted as one that puts an end to rumours about the health condition of the head of state. In the following commentary, Albert Njembondia opines that it is a return which sends a signal of reassurance to the political, economic and social stability of Cameroon.
President Paul Biya returns to Cameroon void of any triumphalism, far from being a populist or exhibitionist. Just his chief of staff and deputy chief of cabinet to welcome him at the tarmac, surely not to give any credit to those who announced him dead. His exchange with the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic displayed a man fully enjoying all his faculties and interested in taking the pulse of the nation. It is doubts dispelled. Cameroon is far from being a country governed on social media. What many may have seen thereafter is President Paul Biya's wave of hands to his compatriots. But in earnest, he was speaking to the national and international world, reassuring Cameroonians home and abroad in the process, and comforted by their usual overwhelming support. As the number one institution of the Republic, with a constitutional prerogative to guarantee political, economic and social stability, President Paul Biya's return reassures investors of Cameroon being a good risk for doing business. The diplomatic world on the stance of Cameroon and defense and security forces on the ideals of peace, the preservation of the territorial integrity of the state, and the protection of people and their property incarnated by their commander-in-chief. An assurance which closes every debate and opens the doors for Cameroonians to focus on what is most important, which is the development of the nation.
The private stay of the President of the Republic ignited debates on how long a head of state should stay abroad, with some critics insisting that it must not exceed 4 to 5 days. Albert Njembonde caught up with Chief Professor Samuel Akamapinda, head of the Department of English Law in the University of Yaoundé 2, to find out if there is any legal provision on the issue. Here are his clarifications.
Well, as a jurist, after perusing all the texts we have in this country, I have not come across any legal disposition that talks about the vacancy as a result of the absence of the head of state. There is no provision in the law as far as that is concerned. The only provisions we have in the law, in the constitution, that talks about the vacancy of the head of state. Vacancy can arise in accordance with Article 6 of the constitution only in two circumstances. The first being expiry of his term of office. That is Article 6, sub 3, which says that if the term of office of the President of the Republic has expired for 50 days after the expiration of the term of office, then you can terminate. The second being vacancy as a result of death, resignation, or permanent incapacity. But these can only be duly certified by the Constitutional Council. So there is no provision in the law that says that there is a vacancy when the president is out for 50 days, for 60 days, or whatsoever. At least his absence being out there does not deprive him from carrying out his function as head of state of the Republic of Cameroon. So it doesn't exist.
And you listen there to Chief Professor Samuel Akamapinda, head of the Department of English Law in the University of Yaoundé 2. He was interviewed by Albert Njembonde. In the meantime, journalists in Cameroon and abroad have been outspoken in criticizing their peers who spread unverified rumors recently about the health of President Paul Biya. With the president now safely back in the country, the press has been urged to uphold the highest standards of accuracy, especially when reporting matters of such significance. Rita Yosembom spoke to national and international journalists. Her report.
During President Paul Biya's absence, unverified rumors about the president's health spread rapidly, revealing just how quickly false information can gain traction when facts are not properly confirmed.
Cham Victor, publisher of Municipal Update Daily Newspaper in Yaoundé, the head of state, came back yesterday. What becomes of media houses who have reported that he had died. Now, it puts that credibility on the line. Like it or not, it will be difficult to believe in such sources. And we have many of them who even boasted that they had inside sources that this had happened. When I took the courage to tell Cameroonians that that news was fake, I stood by my professionalism, and yesterday came to pass.
These baseless stories not only stirred public anxiety, but also undermined trust in the media, prompting serious questions about the quality and reliability of reporting.
Francis Lukong, a journalist and a fact-checker, publishing inaccurate information about the health of a president is something that can cause public mistrust, panic, and it can even lead to political instability. So it's a topic that we should always treat with care. We as journalists, we always do fact-checking. We should always prioritize accuracy over speed. There's no need to rush to give breaking news when it's not verified.
On the international front, journalists are also urging their colleagues to ensure that every piece of information they publish is thoroughly verified to avoid contributing to misinformation.
Zito Kujo, journalist with the Business and Financial Times newspaper in Ghana. There have been many instances where presidents in Africa have been pronounced dead by some of these international media agents. So it is important that we condemn some of these things and ask that the highest level of professionalism is maintained.
Media professionals agree that rebuilding trust will require a commitment to rigorous fact-checking and upholding high ethical standards.
And the population of the center region has expressed joy on the safe return of the head of state to the country. The huge turnout by several thousands at the airport and along the streets was an eloquent proof of their happiness. Marie-Claire Doe of CRTV Center got the views of some residents of the region and put together the following report.
It was with so much joy and excitement that the population of the Central Region received the return of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, as attested by these inhabitants.
The return of our president gives joy to Cameroonians because it is not good when the image of a country is being soiled on social media. So coming back gives confidence to Cameroonians.
We are happy that President Paul Biya is back.
We Motoman, we are happy.
Many people like Callistus Fuemunja have equally commended President Paul Biya for being able to steer the affairs of the state in his absence, thanks to a well-established system.
Though he was physically absent, he was present in the execution of his duties. We can see the project of the auto route being extended with the Minister of Public Works. We can see the Minister of Mines, who passed time in the absence of the President to continue having meetings that will enhance the mining sector in the country.
The huge turnout of persons at the airport and streets of Yaoundé, as well as the heavy TV viewership of the President's return, speaks volumes. Marie-Claire Doe, CRTV News Center.
And in the Southwest region, the people have expressed optimism and gratitude to God for the life of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, as they say disproves all claims of prophets of doom. Olivia Mbwayambai of CRTV Southwest has more.
The excitement children express when their father comes home after his sojourn best describes the emotions conveyed by inhabitants of the Southwest region following news of the return of the President of the Republic to the country.
Senator Leke Besongo Akemfo-Philip of the UPC party. President Biya's glorious return to Cameroon was a great test of his popularity, as shown by the people's demonstration of love.
It's been a roller coaster of emotions for some youth, from feelings of doubt to curiosity and then total joy for seeing the head of state hale and hearty.
I was very curious following the articles that people have written against him, but yesterday my doubts were clarified. I felt very happy that our president is alive.
I thank God Almighty that he is back safely.
To the people of Limbe, President Paul Biya is a man after God's heart and will only be called when he completes his mission on earth.
Conchunga Kaimano, second deputy city mayor of Limbe. The Limbe population is very happy. I will say welcome our hero.
They have equally condemned in strong terms the propagation of fake news, especially on social media. Olivia Mbwaye Ambai, CRTV News, Boya.
Within the last month in Cameroon, speculations went wild on the state of the head of state, with some going as fast as proclaiming his death. Tewi Lambeev in the following editorial draws some lessons from a situation that almost went out of hand.
There is no gainsaying that the presidency in any republic is a highly coveted office and the most important in the life of any country. The president, therefore, because of the pivotal role he plays in the lives of the citizens, justifies the interest in whatever he says or do not say, what he does and do not do, and what happens to him wherever he is. The president's well-being is justifiably a matter of public interest and a concern to his people. It is not the first time in Cameroon that the president's absence from the country has raised a lot of dust in controversy. However, this time the utterances were so hyped to a different level, so much so that they bordered on socio-political recuperation and opportunism with manifest bad faith. Syllogistically, all human beings are mortals. President Paul Biya is a human being, therefore he is a mortal. But whenever or wherever this happens, it's a matter for him and his God. But announcing his death as a political trophy smacks of being in a political wilderness in want of strategies. Now that the president is back and everybody saw him live on national television, what would the prophets of doom, who had predicted, or shall I say, wished him death, what would they say now? The first lesson to learn is that since wishes are not horses, not everybody can ride them. Proclaiming the president's death cannot kill him. And that it is immoral to wish anybody bad health or death, because at the age of the president at the moment, an age that many of those who evoked the worst for him might not even reach, it is a natural and normal phenomenon to have health concerns. Another lesson is that the noise about the president's ill health or death has done more harm to Cameroon, driving away potential investors, and this is going to have adverse effects on all Cameroonians, whether they are supporters of the president or not. It is therefore imperative to quickly put this unfortunate and untimely distraction behind and look forward to the urgent national socioeconomic security and political challenges in Cameroon, because the president's self-return is neither a victory for some nor a defeat for others.
Editorialist and technical advisor Tewi Lambeev. In the meantime, the population of the center region are mobilized for the projection of the film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny. The screening will take place this Wednesday at the Yaounde City Hall, with meetings held already for a heat-free event. The event comes on the wake of President Paul Biya's return to the country yesterday. Charles Ebune reports.
The projection of the 1 hour 30 minutes documentary styled Paul Biya, Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny in Yaounde, will be the eighth regional tour of the work of art done by Kati Meba and Solange Edimu. Their work, which chronicles the life and achievements of the Biya years, is supervised by the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic, coordinated by the Ministry of Arts and Culture in its Regalian Mission. About 18,000 people are expected to gather at the Yaounde City Hall this Wednesday to watch the film, whose last caravan was in Goundary in the Adamawa region last week. The people of the Central Region, and Yaounde in particular, the seat of the country's institution, will reiterate their commitment to the New Deal, which has greatly done extraordinary things in all the 10 divisions of the Central Region. Today, the local organizing committee, led by Central Regional President Gilbert Chimi Evuna, has been on the field to evaluate all is well for the show.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
After 3 p.m. you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. We told you in our headlines, over 100 French higher institutions of learning are showcasing their diverse study opportunities and scholarships to Cameroonian scholars in Yaoundé. This is at the Fair and the Promotion of French Studies, known as SAPEF, co-presiding the opening ceremony of this 11th edition, the French ambassador to Cameroon, Thierry Marchand, and the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famdongo, hailed the initiative, which they say will unlock the potential of exchange programs between Cameroon and France. Colette Jani reports.
Students from across the country thronged in numbers at the exhibition grounds of the 11th edition of the Fair on the Promotion of French Studies, dubbed SAPERF in Yaoundé, to have an idea on the different scholarships and exchange programs available for Cameroonians in France.
Gabriela, and I visited many stands and I saw many opportunities, schools that are really affordable for some parents, like engineering, law, international commerce, and it is nice that we can have some opportunities like to go abroad and study more, acquire more skills to come and develop my own country.
The over 100 exhibitors came in ready to enroll students into their institutes of higher learning.
Khalif Belgit, recruitment and promotion manager at Neoma Business School in France. It's the sixth time beneficial in terms of meeting students from different high schools, universities here in Cameroon, good profiles that are interested in pursuing their studies abroad. It's easier to make the connection, to promote the school, to also talk to them, counsel them.
Organized by the French Embassy in Cameroon in collaboration with the French Institute under the theme Professionalism and Employability, the opening ceremony was co-presided by the French Ambassador to Cameroon, Thierry Marchand, and the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famendongo, who said the initiative will unlock the potential of more exchange programs between Cameroon and France.
The government of Cameroon is resolved to forge ahead with actions geared towards gender equality and the empowerment of women, such as the adoption of a law on the protection of the rights of women. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abenandoua, was speaking today in Yaoundé while launching a two-day workshop on the evaluation of the Beijing Plus 30 Declaration on Women. Details with Vanessa Woodnang Snamung.
It is close to 30 years down the line and to the 12 critical points arrived at the Beijing Conference of September 1995 on the rights of women have not yet been fully implemented, as lamented by Dr. Zun Zinwo, a gender focal point at the Women's for a Change organization.
We are not even close to parity. We've never had any female governor in Cameroon. The ratio of women ministers and male ministers, we are not even up to that 50%.
Despite the strides made by the party that be to foster gender equality and the autonomization of women in all spheres of life, experts believe more still needs to be done in this development drive.
Besides the Beijing Declaration, you have the Maputo Protocol. You have also the Convention on the Discrimination Against Women. So we have the law, but the patriarchal mindset still prevails. The mindset has not changed.
The two-day evaluation workshop in Yaoundé on the Beijing Plus 30 Declaration Action Plan sets the pace for a more comprehensive and holistic approach in the struggle for women empowerment to better address the plights of the female folk in Cameroon.
The Ekanua Film Festival enters day four today with members of the jury selecting films to be honored at the closing ceremony next October the 26th. In today's series, our reporter Joyce Cleve Tata presents some of the jury members who explain the criteria of selection.
At the 28th edition of the Ecran Noir Film Festival, more than 130 films have been shortlisted with the best to receive recognition. The jury in four categories is made up of professionals of cinema, film directors, international actors and models. Their tasks already well spelled out.
Stephanie Tillman, I'm a member of the jury of International Feature Film category. Our job is to watch this film, judge them based on the acting, the cinematography, the directing.
Paul Mangalembwa, I'm a member of the jury for documentaries. We have to follow the canons of movie documentaries because a documentary should have to be based on real facts.
They must attest to the richness defined in already viewed films, making it difficult to easily fish out the best. Africa sure has talent.
Most Nigerian directors, filmmakers who have come to Cameroon have
confess that Cameroon is still virgin. We have not yet exploited 10% of our cultural potential. So it is time for Cameroonians to exploit what they have and place value.
One of Ekrang Noir's vision is to bring to the limelight hidden outstanding talent, and so the best selections of films and series will be projected at the festival's closing ceremony come October 26.
Thank you, Joyce Cliff-Tat. And in sports, four Cameroonian boxers will be in the ring as from 5 p.m. in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, counting for the semifinals of the ongoing African Boxing Championship. Martial Wang, Georges Bep, Bernadette Keye, and Victoire Ongeni, who are already sure of bronze medals, will be attempting to settle for silver or gold when they take on their semi-final opponents. We have details with Harrison Ashuktiku.
The bouts will kick off at 5 p.m. at the gymnasium of the Mataya Stadium in Kinshasa for the two male and female Cameroonian boxers. Masia Wuhang in the 48 kilograms will challenge Hamza Esadi from Morocco. In the 86 kilograms, George Bep will face one of the local boxers, Peter Kabeji. In the women's category, Victoire Ongene in the 75 kilograms will be in the ring with Shibalaba, another boxer from the Democratic Republic of Congo, while Bernadette Kweye will exchange blows with Cisse from Senegal in the 81 kilograms. The coach of the Cameroon boxing team, Alain Didier Ngacha, is upbeat that if the referees do a good job, at least two of his boxers will qualify for the final in their categories.
I'm very, very disappointed about what happened yesterday during the quarterfinals. But today, our boxers keep their mentality. And if the refereeing is correct today, we could have two in finals.
However, all the four Cameroonian boxers have already secured a medal in the ongoing 21st edition of the African Boxing Championship by qualifying for this Tuesday's semi-final.
And now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. A wave of reassurance has engulfed Cameroonians at home and abroad who witnessed the return of the head of state to Yaoundé following incessant rumors about his demise abroad. Study opportunities and scholarships available to Cameroonians have been showcased by over 100 French institutions of higher learning at the fairs. And in sports, Cameroon is represented at the African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa by four boxers who enter the ring as from 5 p.m. in the semifinals of the competition. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with Eliane Matsingoum. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Le président de la République est de retour au Cameroun. Son Excellence Paul Biya est à Yaoundé après un séjour à Genève en Suisse au lendemain de sa participation active au sommet des chefs d'État et de gouvernement du Forum sur la coopération sino-africaine. Le chef de l'État et son épouse ont regagné Yaoundé hier au grand bonheur des populations. Paul et Chantal Biya ont été accueillis à l'aéroport international de Yaoundé-Simalène par le ministre d'État, secrétaire général de la présidence de la République, et le directeur adjoint du cabinet civil de la présidence de la République, Oswald Babouké. Coopération franco-camerounaise, la France offre des facilités de mobilité académique à 400 étudiants camerounais. Déclaration de son Excellence Thierry Marchand, ambassadeur de France au Cameroun, à l'occasion de l'ouverture du 11e salon pour la promotion des études en France. Un événement présidé par Gerfa Mundongo, ministre d'État, ministre de l'Enseignement supérieur. Objectif, présenter des opportunités de partenariat solides entre les universités camerounaises et françaises. Évaluation nationale de la mise en œuvre du rapport sur le programme d'action de Beijing Plus 30, le ministre de la Promotion de la Femme et de la Famille, Marie-Thérèse Abenaoundoua, a ouvert les travaux de cet atelier ce matin à Yaoundé. Pendant deux jours, les experts vont plancher sur les différents aspects de mise en œuvre de la politique nationale du genre pour l'autonomisation de la femme. Culture, 28e édition des Écrans Noirs, la Cameroun Radio Télévision, sous la supervision de son manager Charles Ndongo, est au cœur de l'événement. La couverture médiatique est maximale sur toutes les plateformes. Une émission quotidienne, le cinéma de minuit, dresse les préoccupations cinématographiques et audiovisuelles africaines en direct sur CRTV News entre 21h30 et 22h30. La CRTV organise aussi des conférences post-production au Musée National. sport, championnat d'Afrique des nations de football, la compétition réservée aux joueurs locaux se joue pour la première fois dans trois pays en 2025. Il s'agit du Kenya, de l'Ouganda et de la Tanzanie. La reconstitution de l'équipe nationale a débuté ce lundi. La qualification du Cameroun au CHAN 2025 est conditionnée par le résultat contre la République centrafricaine en match aller et retour du 20 au 29 décembre prochain. Ces nouvelles et bien d'autres seront développées au cours du journal Grand Format le 17-18.